The Hiawatha Red Hawk locker room chats continue here on KNZA 103.9 FM as we are joined now by head coach of the boys basketball team, Brady Jasper, as the boys coming off senior night on Tuesday night. And, you know, you had an opportunity to celebrate your seniors, but really you had pretty much the entire team show up and have a pretty decent game. Juniors, Morton Kessler, Jensen all played balance, Eber Morgan a huge third quarter in that win over Jeff West on Tuesday night, 65-41. It was a good senior night. Brady, talk about that game.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more. Excellent way to have our senior night play out. We recognized five guys this year in our senior class. And then hosting Jeff West, the team that had beaten us earlier in the year. So to play well last night and come away with almost kind of a comfortable win was really pleasing for all of us and give us kind of a good feeling as we close the regular season and get ready to turn to postseason.
And what was exciting, too, was you had those seniors all start the game, and really they kind of set the table for the game. I mean, they kind of got you out ahead pretty early, and you guys, they kind of came back a couple of times, but really third quarter things turned. I want to talk a little bit again about Seaver Morgan. He had a monster third quarter. I think he had maybe 9 points and like five rebounds or something like that. But again, when he's on, he's pretty unstoppable and just a huge mismatch problem for other teams.
Yeah, he can be a problem for other teams if you can't match kind of what he brings to the table for us. And we've kind of worked our way around how we use him and this and that. But I'll go back to what you mentioned there before. I was so proud of those guys that started that game, those five seniors, because those guys had never been together in the same lineup before. Mm-hmm. To be in that situation or to find plays to run or how they might work together on the defensive end. And that was uncharted territory for them, and boy, they navigated it really well. Got us off to a good start, a lead, in fact, before we subbed those guys out and went back with some guys in the normal rotation. But yeah, and then Braylon again in the third quarter, and some of the defensive stops mm-hmm. that we had in the third quarter really kind of helped propel us to the lead. And overall, yeah, it's just nice to get out of there with having a good, successful night.
Yeah, I was going to bring up one other senior real quick. I think the loudest cheer of the night was when Cooper Hanke, who's had an injury but also a senior, hasn't played a lot, knocked down a three-pointer there late in that game. Talk about that player. And again, for a kid, you know, who's just, you know, been with the team and stuck it out, well, that says a lot about a kid's character when he's able to stick it out and get his chance and knock down three.
Oh, yeah, those types of little pocket corner threes over there, those are the things that senior nights are made of, man.
Yeah.
And so that was great for Cooper and to watch our guys support him and celebrate him a little bit. It reminds you kind of what we're doing here.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Well, you know, you had a great run there, great stretch there, some big wins. And then you kind of stubbed your toe at Sabetha, and then the Riverside game was a wild and crazy game on the road. Tough place to play over there at Riverside. So, you know, last three games you go 1-2. But you enter into the postseason with a chance to go on the road to take on Osage City. They've played a couple of other Big East teams. They beat Perry LeCompton and Holton. The Holton game was close. And, again, you played, obviously, Holton close. And had a win there against them. So, you know, Osage City, 13-7, 6-4 in the Flint Hills League. You know, I mean, yeah, they're a good team, but you gotta feel good about going at least into that game with a chance to win, as long as you guys can play their good, you know, the way we know they can.
Yeah, I think so too. And we've kind of already checked into Osage City a little bit and kind of found some things it seems like they like to do or they want to do. So we'll just see how it goes when we get down there. This group has been, as you mentioned, kind of an up-and-down season for them. Not time to reflect on the whole body of work yet. We're more focused on postseason play. But, yeah, we've beat some really good teams, and we've proven that we can do that. And then on other nights, we've proven that we could beat ourselves, you know. And so I don't expect that to happen on Friday at Osage City. I know we won't beat ourselves, and I'm hoping that we can beat them. But it'll be a tough task. They're a physical team. They've won a lot of games here in the second semester since they've been at full strength. And we'll have to play well. It's always nice to shoot it. You know, you never can count on that. But
yeah,
if you can get somewhere in a postseason game and have a nice night shooting the ball, boy, that can really free up some things too. So we're just working the best we can here in the next couple of days to make sure that we're prepared and then just give it a shot.
Yeah, you mentioned 1-5 there in December, and then they went 12-2 the rest of the way with just a couple of losses there in 2025. So, Coach, you got a big one again on the road. Obviously, postseason, you know, regular season, throw all the records out the window, go down there, play your best game, and hopefully you're playing next week. So, Coach, good luck on Friday night, that game at 6 o'clock. It will be live on the Hiawatha Channel at msesports.net. Again, Coach, best of luck to you. It's been a pleasure, and thanks for joining us each week here on the Hiawatha Redhawk Channel.
Well, I appreciate it, and I thank you very much for all of your coverage and support, and it's really great to have throughout the season.
You bet. Again, Coach Brady Jasper, head coach of the Redhawks here on Kansaland Radio on 103.9 KNZA, as the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats have been brought to you during the football and basketball seasons by Citizen State Bank and Trust, also by Carl's Body Shop, and by Hiawatha Implement.